We are learning the Shuvat Yechavedat, we're in Chelek Bet Siman Tet. The question is as follows. If there's more than one Beit Knesset in your shchuna, in your neighborhood, can you pass by one to go pray in the other? Is there a problem of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvot? Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvot generally means, if you have the opportunity to do one mitzvah, you can't say, no, I'm going to do something else. If the first mitzvah is in front of you, you got to do it. You can't just say, no, I'm going to do something else instead. So practically, what if there's one bit, you have to pass by, you want to go to daven the other shul. I like the other shul, I'm going to daven over there. So I'll walk past my bit connected to daven there. Practically, it's not relevant for this Friday, we usually start earlier. But to the Ashkenazim, you have a problem. If they want to come through, we usually start mincha 5 minutes earlier. If they walk through the Sephardic minyan to go to the Ashkenazi minyan, maybe that is that a problem? Because is that a problem? You want to delve in for mincha for shacharit, at least we get berkat kodim. So even if you walk through there, if you have berkat kodim, you're coming through an extra mitzvah that they're not doing. But at least for mincha, so that, first of all, you're not supposed to walk through a Beit Knesset generally. It's the wrong thing to do. There are a number of people who ask permission because they can't walk. Okay, fine. But they're going to fall otherwise, so fine. So that's not an issue. But generally speaking, not allowed to. But is there a problem of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot? So he starts off the tshuva with the complete opposite. There's a Gemara in Sotah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lamadu kibul sachar me'almana. We learn how much reward you get from this almana, from a widow. Maser almana achat sheita bet kenesset b'shchunata, v'ayta ba'al itpela b'chol yom b'midrasho shel Rabbi Yochanan. There was a Beit Knesset in her neighborhood, and every day she would walk farther to Rabbi Yochanan's Beit Knesset. And he said, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, biti, harei yesh lach Beit Knesset b'shchunatech. What's wrong here? What is wrong with the shul in your neighborhood? Amra lo Rebbe, v'lo schar psiot yesh. Schar psiot. Schar psiot. Psiot are steps. You get schar for the effort. This effort. You put in more effort to do the mitzvah. Schar psiot. There was one Beit Knesset. It doesn't deal with the question that we're asking. But you see this notion of schar psiot. The more you walk, the more effort you put into the mitzvah. Sort of along the lines of lefum tzara agra. You get credit for the effort. So the Magen Avraham says, he says the opposite. If there are two Beit Knesset, mitzvah to go to the farther one. Because you're going to pray anyway. You're going to pray anyway. At least get the schar psiot also. What a bonus. Extra schar psiot. Also, that's not clear. That's not a Gemara. The Gemara says, But okay, but what? So he says, no. The Magen Avraham says, no. Be chafetz there. You should want the schar. He says, go daven in the farther shul. Schar psiot. We'll swap. Now, so, but what about in Mavirin al Mitzvot? We have Bordeaux, but in Mavirin, you're walking past one Beit Knesset to go to another. How could that be? So the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Baal HaTanya writes, it's not a problem of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. Why? Why is it a problem of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot?
You're going to go pray anyway.
Hmm? You're not on Sekh
B'Mitzvah.
So there's two issues. Dr. Levin's bringing up another issue. Osek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. If I'm in the middle of doing one mitzvah, I don't have to get up and do the second one. I haven't yet started. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot means I have both of them up. But there's no mitzvah to walk to shul. It's a hasher mitzvah. So it's the same answer, though. He says, look, it's based on the Gemara in Yuma, which effectively says, Rashi there says, look, the reason there's no problem of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot is because you didn't start doing the, you're not dealing with the first mitzvah. If I'm doing, I want to do both mitzvot. And now I have one, and then another one, so do the first one first, and the second one second. But I have no interest, I'm not involved in the mitzvah yet. I haven't started praying yet. If I was starting for shacharit, and then you know, let's say I start davening there, and then I want to walk past. So that's the problem. I started with them, then I don't like it, I went somewhere else. That could be an issue. Here, you haven't started anything. You're not part of the mitzvah yet. It's not an issue. Therefore, you can go past. It's not a problem. There's this notion of schar psiot. And in fact, So the Gemara says, this is an issue also. I'm not sure if this is what you're mentioning. There's the Gemara in Brachot. Says, what about the follow? So that's one problem. You walk past the Beit Knesset, Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvot. No. You haven't started praying yet, not a problem. There's another Gemara. I'm not sure if this is what you're referring to. Gemara in Brachot, Zavchet. Amar Bisho Ben Levi, Asur Al-Adam Se'avo Acharei Beit Knesset, B'Sha'a She'at Tzibur Mitpalelin. You're not allowed to walk behind the Beit Knesset, B'Sha'a She'at Tzibur Mitpalelin, when they're praying. Why? Why? But why? No, behind. Why? Correct. So it shouldn't look, we're praying, and what are you doing? You're not coming in. What, you don't believe? So the Gemara there says, no. If there's another Beit Knesset, it's okay. Meaning, or there was an earlier minyan, a later minyan, a different minyan. What are people going to think when they see you walking past? They see you walking past, so that's only a problem. It's the only Beit Knesset, and it's the only time it's happening. One minyan, one Beit Knesset, you can't walk behind. You can't walk, because people... Mm-hmm. But if there's another Beit Knesset, you can. But you see from here that there's no problem with any Mavirin al-Mitzvot. Right? Because the Gemara said, if there's another Beit Knesset Be'iro, and you daven there, you're going to daven there, you can go elsewhere. Fine.
The question is about all the Tfilah is called the Amidah, the Tfilah. When the Chacham says Tfilah...
They mean Amidah, yeah.
So all the Aleluya, everything is not really
Zimra. Does the question is, does in Mavirin al-Mitzvot apply to Sukkot and Zimra? I would have said yes.
When I get to Tfilah or Amidah.
Well,
when does Tfilah start?
No, technically it's only Amidah. But does the in Mavirin al-Mitzvot apply to... I think it applies also to Sukkot and Zimra. Mitzvot
and Rabbanan. I start to pray in one minyan.
So we'll get to that in a minute. The question is, what don't you like about it? We'll have to get there in a moment. Okay. Meaning, it depends what you don't like. We'll get there in a minute. If it's just not in the mood, so you don't like it, we'll get there. So there's another issue, one other issue of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. The question is, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot usually means, they say, no. Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot, there's a famous idea of Tosot. You know, Tadir v'Shino Tadir v'Shino Tadir. When you have these issues, you have to choose between two mitzvot, what are you supposed to do? They say, but this isn't two mitzvot. This is one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. It's tefillah here, it's tefillah there. The rules of Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot only applies to two mitzvot. When you have a conflict, which one to do, so you can't put number one aside to go do number two. Because it's as if you're showing mitzvah number one that it's less important than mitzvah number two. Now you encountered mitzvah number one first. So you can't say, put it aside and say, no, that's not important. I'm going to go do mitzvah number two. But this is all one mitzvah. Tfilah and tfilah. If you're going to the later Beit Knesset, you're not saying that the first that tfilah isn't important. No, you're going to do tfilah. You're not being a bizui mitzvah at all. There are many Rishonim who say ein mavirin al mitzvot is in the end of bizui mitzvah. You're taking that mitzvah and saying it's not important. No, I'm saying tfilah is very important. I'm going to be mitzvahel. I'm not denigrating one mitzvah, and therefore maybe in one mitzvah, just one moment, this is a proof back. In one mitzvah, there is no problem with Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. There's a big question in the Gemara, though. The Gemara seems to say, when it comes to Ktzirat HaOmer, the Omer you have to bring on the second day of Pesach. They have to cut it at night. In Israel, Eretz Yisrael is only one day of Chag. Motzei Yom Tov, they go to cut the Omer. The Gemara says, even Shabbat, they go to cut the Omer. But the Mitzvah LaHavyomin HaKarov, you have to go and bring it from the closest fields to Yerushalayim. Why? The Gemara says two reasons. One of them is, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. There's a moment. If you're passing by the close field to go to the second field, you're doing the same mitzvah. It's either Omer here or Omer there. It's the same mitzvah. And the Gemara says, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. So it should be the same thing. If I pass one Beit Knesset to go to another Beit Knesset, Tfilah, Tfilah, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. Omer, Omer, Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. What's the difference? It's a good question. So we'll get there in a moment. Does the Makom Kavua come into play? So you see that even in one mitzvah, you can do the Omer regardless. But you should do it in the closer one. Why? Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. You're going to pray regardless. Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot. So the Rav Avadia says, no. If you don't cut the Omer here from the close field, this field will not have the mitzvah done to it at all. You'll do the Omer. But this field will be completely empty. If you pass by this Beit Knesset, will the tefillah there exist? So if they only have nine, but it depends. But let's assume the tefillah there will exist even without you. The mitzvah is happening. You are just not participating in it. It's different. If the mitzvah is... So there's nafkamina. He doesn't say this. But nafkamina, what if there are only nine? What if there are only nine? If there are only nine, his answer wouldn't work. Even though it's tefillah and tefillah. And I'm going to go pray. I'm not saying this mitzvah is not important. But you see by the Omer that it doesn't make a difference. That even in one mitzvah, you say, in mavirin al mitzvot. Because in the first place, it will not have a mitzvah done. So if, in that case, there is no minyan in the first Beit Knesset, you may, he doesn't say this part, but it's just mashmami zvarav, that you would have a requirement to go. But otherwise, he says, no, there's no problem with Ein Mavirin al Mitzvot, so long that it's the same mitzvah tefillah.
I would assume
that
the further minyan hit only nine, you'd be obliged to go to that.
Perhaps. I don't think you'd be obliged to. No. You could go to the earth closer minyan, meaning, if they don't get, otherwise, everyone will open up a minyan in their house and require me to go there.
If the only
one is
nine.
They won't have a minyan. If everyone opens their own minyan, so I don't have, so now that's crazy. I don't have to, but if I pass by the first one, there's no minyan, I would argue you do have to. So that's why you have three? So you have to have three. Bekitsu.
Is there a
order from the director of an eye? Yeah. So then that's an issue. Correct. So Dr. Levinson has an interesting question. What if there's a mitzvah to oraita, and it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, asking Ma'avir. So that's interesting questions. Also, I was thinking mitzvah, but Torah Minah Mitzvah, we'll get to that in a moment. They quote, Rav Vadia Hadaya quotes this one from the Ira Atikah in Yerushalayim. There's a place called Arba Batei Knesiot, right? There's four Batei Knesiot. And people walk, one to the other, one to the other. He goes, that's the way it's always been? Yeah, in order to, I don't recall the layout, I'm trusting Rabbi Ovadia Hadaya. He says, in order to be a skill of D, in order to get to the inside one, you have to pass through the outside one. He goes, we've been doing this for years. So of course there's no issue. Right, there's four right there. Of course there's no issue. And so the question is as follows. He says, you have to have a good reason, though. If you're passing by, you have to have a good reason. So what's a good reason? A good reason is they have a chazan who's more Yerei Shamayim. There's less talking. There's more Talmud Torah. You have to have positive reasons. There they daven faster. Meaning if there they daven slow and that way everyone's talking, okay, they sometimes go together. If there they're going to finish in 32 minutes Shacharit and there they're going to finish in 50 minutes Shacharit, maybe there's a reason that they're taking 50 minutes Shacharit. 32 minutes is like don't blink type of thing. You have to, now, yes, there are different issues and why you have to go and people have to get to work, I understand. But let's say Shabbat, you have to have a good reason. If there's a good reason you want to go to the other minyan, if you're going there and you don't like the first minyan because they're flying through, I don't know what's going on. So I have no idea. A lot of talking. I can't. So then you can get up and go. If it's like, no, you know, I want to talk. This is not my minyan. This is, you know, they're too right, they're too left, they're too this, they're too that, but everyone's praying. Everyone's quiet, praying nicely. Then there might be an issue. If you, like, there's a... So I don't think so. I think it would apply even, we usually apply, I don't know. He doesn't say. I'm guessing that it would apply to mitzvot d'Rabbanan as well. We say, in my mitzvot d'Rabbanan, so get the Zimra's mitzvot d'Rabbanan, it should apply as well.